This edition of Tasting Room Radio is presented by Harbor Air, a quintessential West Coast experience. Safe, fast, and fun connections throughout coastal BC. You can find them at harborair.com. Hello, Happy New Year. Welcome to Tasting Room Radio, December 31st, 2022, the last one of the year. By the way, please be safe out there. Who knows what weather we're going to be driving through. If you're drinking, don't drive. So, Happy New Year, friends. Doing heroic work for the last couple of weeks, the Wine Diva, Dana Van Mulligan. You can find her at winediva.ca and winescores.ca. December the 17th, she gave us her lists of gift bottles and then followed it up with her sparkling wine specials. December 24th, Christmas Eve, the Wine Diva gave us the top 100 wines of the year, under $20, 88 points or better. And tonight, whenever you happen to hear this, New Year's Eve, it's the top 50 of 2022, 91 points or better. And when I ask, I'm certain that Dana Van Mulligan will tell us what her wine of the year is. Might be a tough call because she tastes thousands of wines a year. So here you go. If you're ready, here's your New Year's Eve show, the top 50, 91 points or better from 2022 with the Wine Diva, Dana Van Mulligan, on Tasting Room Radio. Happy New Year. This segment of Tasting Room Radio is brought to you by Jason Parks Customs. The holiday features are happening at Jason Parks Customs. Screaming Frenzies are ready for the season. 2021 Chardonnay, 2019 Pinot Noir, and the 2019 Syrah. Great news from Jason Parks Customs. New Year's Eve. It's a Gatsby New Year's Eve party at Crown and Thieves. And a Happy New Year from everyone at Jason Parks Customs. That includes the Swifties, Black Swift, Truck 59, Smoke Show Barbecue, The Hatching Post, The Hatch itself, and Crown and Thieves. All the details at jasonparkscustoms.com. I'm Terry David Mulligan. This is Tasting Room Radio. And we're back with the Wine Diva lists for 2022. If you've been following along at home, they were... What were they, Dana? What did we start with?
We started with our top 100.
Under 20. And then we did the sparkling. We may go back to that sparkling. Keep your sparkling list handy because it is New Year's Eve. Mm-hmm. And then we did the last week.
The gift bottles.
And then we did the top 100 of 2022. Now we're going to under 20 bucks. And now the top 50 of 2022, over $20. And 91 points or better. 91 is a good score, isn't it?
91 is a very good score. And these are my top scoring wines for the entire 2022 year.
All right. And I will ask you the inevitable question at the end of all of this as to whether your wine of the year is in there somewhere. You can follow along if you wish. And it's great fun to do so at winediva.ca. Just go to the top of the page. Click on wines. When the drop-down menu comes, hit wine lists and just choose the one you want to follow. In this case, just click on top 50, 2022. And Danny, you've tasted all of these wines. How do you keep track when you hit something for this list? Do you have a separate list that you say, watch this? You just make a note to yourself?
No, I don't at all. I have it all built into my website where I can just go in and pull up all my top scores. It's all in there. So, it's the tasting that's hard. Making the list is quite easy.
All right. Let's start with your, let's start with your, one of our favorites, Yalumba, a Grenache from the Barossa.
Yalumba is, I was mentioning in their last show that I'd sat down with Louisa Rose, the head winemaker of all of the Yalumba properties.
Sure.
And we did a tasting of their rare and fine. So all of their absolute top tier wines. This was a couple months ago. And this wine to me of the entire lineup really stood out. This is Yalumba has old bush vines. They're planted in 1889, probably the oldest Grenache vines in the world. And they have 820 of these bush vines. I've been in the vineyard. It's quite outstanding, but they have extremely low yield, but high concentration of flavor. So if you're looking for a purity of Grenache expression, it's amazing. This is spent 249 days on skins with no oak at all. So it's beautiful Grenache expressiveness. It's juicy blueberries, raspberry, licorice, pepper on the palate. The fruit just really is profound. It's a radiant wine, very pristine, and it's $85.
Frankly, I'm astonished that it's $85. $185 might be more like it. That's just everything that they go through to bring that wine to us. Well done to Yolumba. Well done. Here's a label that you turned me on to many years ago, Monte Delfra.
One of my favorite producers in the Veneto region. As a family, they're just they're lovely. We've sat down, we've interviewed Marika before from Monte Delfra, you and I, over the years through the Vancouver Wine Festival. So this is their Valpolicella Classico. It is an Amarone, and it is a classic blend of Corvina, Corvinone, Rondinella, and it's got black cherry and star anise, coffee, plum, some balsamic kind of aromas, very silky and harmonious, and it is $47.99.
I just realized the importance of this list, that's all. I'm just thinking about the year. Torres Mas La Plana from Penedès, Spain.
For me, you know, having been through Penedès, you don't get to see a lot of the big reds that come out of there. This is the Mas La Plana, is a 29 hectare vineyard in the heart of Penedès. And this wine was first made in 1970 entirely of Cabernet Sauvignon, so not traditional Spanish variety by any stretch, but it's an outstanding red, and it really is a flagship for the region. It has that cassis and plum, violet cigar box, beautifully balanced, so elegant, and it is $79.
Penedès, Spain. All right. Dana Van Mulligan is on her final list of 2022. It's the top 50 of the year, 91 points or better. And you can follow along or do your own hunt at winediva.ca and winescores.ca. Luz Segundo, the Malbec from Mendoza.
Yeah, so this is the Valle Les Acequias. It's a Malbec. They say Malbec oak because it is a Malbec that has been oak aged. And this wine has consistently been really outstanding. And in that top 50, kind of over 20 price point, this one's $24.99 to be, that highly scored. It's a very generous and complete wine, black raspberries and baking spice, very plush with generous fruit, just a beautifully woven wine at, under $25.
I see a Chianti Classico Grand Selection from Tuscany, Il Magone.
Yeah, this is Il Molino di Grasse. And this is the 2016, because, of course, the Grand Selezioni have to be aged significantly. And they are also the premium wines of Chianti Classico, the top tier range. This one is just silky, beautifully balanced, elegant. It's showing some evolution at this point, but really you could cellar it for another decade. I love it right now where it is, but it's $59.99.
If you're following along on the list at winediva.ca, we've already talked about and touched on the Blue Mountain Brut Rosé, the Taylor Fladgate 20-year Tawny Port, and the Township 7 Vineyards and Winery 7 Stars Equinox. We move to Painted Rock, Syrah, Skaha Bench.
You know, with Painted Rock, it's always hard because all of their wines score so highly. And I, in that case, I tend to gravitate towards the wines I personally prefer. So I've always loved their Syrah. I love Syrah from BC. I think it's just, to me, BC is doing wonderful things with this variety. And this particular wine is just, it's so scented and fragrant. It's like black raspberry, white pepper, candied violets, elegant, statuesque, but yet still balanced with freshness. It's got a long finish. And it is $49.99 at the winery.
I think you and I both love Sterling Vineyards. Well, we do, and Sperling, and Sperling Vineyards, Old Vine Riesling. Here's the thing, that because they are showing the way with their Pet Nat series. Everything they're doing has just a sort of a different attitude and direction to it, and I love them for that. And so I may have overlooked the Old Vines Riesling. If I remember correctly, it's incredibly yummy.
It is. And this is not only old vines, but it's got age on it. This is the 2016. Hmm. Now, they've got some of the oldest vines in the province, of course, and their vineyards date back to, 150 years from when they first planted them. This is just an outstanding Riesling. It's a benchmark. The vines are 40 years old. It's just rich, warm honey and candle wax, wildflowers, such a concentrated palate. It's quite potent, and it's almost got like a lime soda finish to it. I love this Riesling, and it's $35.
Dana Van Mulligan is on her final list of 2022. It's the top 50 of the year, 91 points or better. Kalmana, just down the valley, have a Riesling on your list. The Kalmana Family Estate Winery Susser 18 Riesling from the Okanagan, and it's on the top 50 lists of 2022.
It is quite a powerful Riesling. It's got almost a false Germany style of weight, and it's got a profoundness to it. Very pure in its character, rich kind of honey and white peaches, some lemony undertones, but with also a really an undertone of earthiness, which I really find very engaging. It's $31 a bottle, and it's the Susser number 18 Riesling. So they do have more than one.
Township 7 Vineyards and Winery Benchmark Series, Gewurztraminer, the Okanagan. In my imagination, or has Township 7 seriously upped their game?
They have. And going into this, the Benchmark Series, you're finding these beautiful, and a lot of them are wine club exclusives now, but their Gewurztraminer, to me, is, I think, probably one of the best I've had in BC. Very rich and seductive on the nose. It's got some peach nectar and tangerine peel, some lemon curd. The palate is very concentrated and oily in texture, but it's got some beautiful lychee and ginger flavors. It's so long and elegant, this wine, and it's $30.
Don't let the oily put you off, friends. It's what you want.
No,
that's exactly what you want your mouth to feel at that moment. It's the texture.
Yes. Yeah. Yes.
Hester Creek, their Viognier. Now, there's a lot of Viognier grown in BC and the Okanagan throughout BC. But mm-hmm. Hester Creek seems to have specialized in Viognier and that planting. Maybe it was one of old Joe Bognardo.
It's and this is part of their storied series, which does pay homage to their aged vines, and their history as Golden Mile pioneers. Their Viognier comes from the Stone's Throw Vineyard, which is actually owned by somebody else. But it is really Viognier can be quite flabby and over the top, a little bit too flashy sometimes, but this is not that style. This is very fresh and zesty. It's got so much purity. There's got those tropical fruit flavors, but still I love the fact that it's so fresh and it's only, $21.99.
That's like you're describing an old friend, flabby and over the top. Let me see here. Hold on a second.
It's not flabby and over the top.
Liquidity. I like liquidity. I like their profile too. They just do what they do. It's up for you to discover them. Their Reserve Pinot Noir.
It comes from Okanagan Falls and the Naramata Bench, so fruit from both. It was aged in French oak. It's got some cranberry, red plum, very forest floor, kind of fennel characters. It's silky, very classic pinosity, and a little bit of a licorice tea kind of flavored finish, and it's $56.
Okay. Dana Van Mulligan is on her final list of 2022. It's the top 50 of the year, 91 points or better. And you can follow along or do your own hunt at winediva.ca and winescores.ca. Go and have a look. Just find the wine lists and enjoy. And then print them up for yourself. They're great, absolutely great. Like 6 weeks from now, you're going to want to go looking for the list under your $20 because we're all spent. And just follow along. It's wonderful. The fact that she gives us this, it's such a project. Wine Diva Dana Van Mulligan. Be right back with part two of the top 50 of 2022, over $50 and 91 points or better. Happy New Year. This segment of Tasting Room Radio is brought to you by Jason Parks Customs. The holiday features are happening at Jason Parks Customs. Screaming Frenzies are ready for the season. 2021 Chardonnay, 2019 Pinot Noir, and the 2019 Syrah. Great news from Jason Parks Customs. New Year's Eve. It's a Gatsby New Year's Eve party at Crown and Thieves. And a Happy New Year from everyone at Jason Parks Customs. That includes the Swifties, Black Swift, Truck 59, Smoke Show Barbecue, The Hatching Post, The Hatch itself, and Crown and Thieves. All the details at jasonparkscustoms.com. This segment of Tasting Room Radio is brought to you by Mooncursor Wines in Osoyoos. Their tasting room is closed for the season and will reopen in late April 2023. As far as the winter hours are concerned, it's sales only. Please call the winery. And just a heads up, they will be closed December 22nd to January 2nd. Just one last thought. Wasn't this the year you were going to join the wine club at Mooncursor? You can find all the details about the winter hours at mooncursor.com. It's New Year's Eve. I love saying that. It's New Year's Eve. This is Tasting Room Radio. I'm Terry David Mulligan. And Dana Van Mulligan is still on the line with me. I can't believe her patience and understanding. Because she published lists at the end of every year and posts them on her website, winediva.ca. You can go there. You can follow along. But it's nice to have Dana, you know, impart her heart and mind and soul to these wines. It's not just words on a page. She's actually remembering some of the journeys she's been on. And we've come now, we talked about in previous weeks about gift bottles, about sparkling wines, maybe a couple more before we're done. December 24, we did the top 100 under 20, Andy, 88 points or better. And this show is the top 50 of 2022. 91 points or better. All prices, bets are off. There's some bargains in here, but not all. And some of the people that we've talked about previously are on this list, and we're going to jump over them and give other people some profile. For example, he said, looking for where he stopped. Congratulations to Uppercase Winery, their Chardonnay, for making the list. I need to know more about Uppercase.
Well, honestly, this is the first time I've tasted their wines this year. They sent them to me a few months back, and they have a tasting room in the District Wine Village, mm-hmm. which is north of Oliver.
Right.
Their vineyards are owned by the Everett family, and they are in the South Okanagan Valley. They have brought on Pascal Madavon.
Way to go.
Former winemaker from Osoyoos La Rose.
Sure.
And they are doing, this is their one white that I'm aware of that I tasted. They do have some Pinot Gris planted though too, so I'm sure that's going to be coming. And definitely the wines have the stamp of Pascal on them. They're very powerful, the reds to me. There's a lot of oak use in them as well. The Chardonnay to me kind of stood out because I really liked the elegance of this wine, and it's got a kind of acacia flowers, lemon brulee, a little bit of honeysuckle, and then the palate is nice and creamy with more, to me, deftly handed oak, meaning not over oaked. It's just a touch, a little seasoning in there, and it's $24.99.
You remind me that I should do a special on Pascal Madavon because, again, we may take him for granted. We know him, of course, from Osoyoos La Rose. He's been over here, right across from where I'm sitting on the other side of Mill Bay. I can see the Deep Cove Winery. And he got them started. He was the winemaker of record at Culmina when I first paid a visit there. And he now consults. So he's got his hand in a lot of wine. In many cases, you don't see his name on the label. But if you follow the wine, follow the story, you'll follow Pascal Madavon. So way to go, Uppercase, the top 50. 91 points or better. Dana Van Mulligan, the Wine Diva. I'm Terry David Mulligan. How about the Falernia Pinot Noir Grand Reserva Single Vineyard in Chile?
Yeah, so we've talked about Falernia before, and they're from the Elqui Valley, which is Chile's most northern winemaking region. It's very unique up there. And this is a single vineyard, Grand Reserva Pinot Noir from the Aran Vineyard. It's 2019 vintage. It is just classic. It's got some charred herbs. It's sour cherry, rhubarb, forest floor, and spice. It's just beautifully put together. It's a very pretty wine, elegant and silky, with a really long finish. And I think it really stands out. And it's only $26 roughly.
Wow.
So great value for a Gran Reserva.
Falernia, thank you. Winemaker's Cut, Michael and Martina Mosny. And these vines, by the way, are played classical music every day. A Bohemian Petit Verdot, Okanagan Valley.
Yeah, this is a Petit Verdot on its own. This might be the only one in the Okanagan.
Wow.
I'm not 100%. But Petit Verdot on its own, generally Petit Verdot is used as a blender. So it really is interesting to see it on its own. And it does bring a lot of purple, I like to say purple characters to a wine. So you tend to get a lot of like blueberry and violets and those purple kind of fruity flavors to it. And it's got a bit of espresso on it, some chocolate, toasting spice. This one's a powerful wine, like truly powerful wine, but a nice long finish. I would decant it, and you're going to find it for about $40, maybe a little bit more in private wine stores.
I went to my friend at Google, and I typed Petit Verdot, BC. There's a border town. There's a Holy Moly Blasted Church. There's a Ex Nihilo. There's a Burrowing Owl. And then onto another page. So,
probably Moon Cursor, too.
Moon Cursor, absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. They just released it. It's on my kitchen table. Congratulations to Winemaker's Cut and Michael. How about the Ricasoli Chianti Classico Gran Selezione from Tuscany?
Yeah, Baron Ricasoli. These wines are just, it's a historical winery, and they make beautiful, they are in Chianti Classico itself, so in the smaller portion of Chianti, which is Classico region. This is a 2016, of course, the Gran Selezione we've talked about before, are the top tier of the Chianti Classico wines, so they tend to be released with more age on them. And this one is just outstanding. Cherry and dried rose petals, strawberries drizzled with balsamic, some pink peppercorn. It's just elegant and classic. And it's got some classic kind of chalky tannins you expect from Chianti Classico. It's $75 a bottle.
I like the one just below it, the Castello d'Ami San Lorenzo, the Chianti Classico Gran Selezione from Siena. I love Siena.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Castello d'Ami is another one of these fantastic Chianti Classico producers. This is the San Lorenzo, and it is it's a small valley, San Lorenzo, it's actually. So it's 50 acres of vines. They're planted at 1,650 feet. So that's a good high vineyard. And it is got a little bit of Merlot and Malvasia blended in with the Sangiovese. So it is primarily Sangiovese at this point. But it's got very savory kind of bacon fat, as well as some red fruit, cherries, a little chocolate bark. It's smooth, and it has a little bit of coffee and charred orange peel on the finish, and lovely freshness, and it is $64.99.
This is Dana Van Mulligan, the Wine Diva, winediva.ca. You can follow along on her website. It's all there, the wine lists. We talked about gift bottles. We talked about the sparkling wines. We've talked about the top 100 under $20. This is the top 50 over 20, 91 points or better, all tasted and approved by the Wine Diva Dana Van Mulligan. I will ask you at the end of this if your wine of the year is anywhere in this list. Speaking of Moon Cursor, as we were, Contraband Syrah in at $40.
This is a wine to me that one of their red wines that tends to stand out time and again. And it's the Syrah. So it's 100% Syrah and opulent kind of cherry cola aromas, some roses and black raspberry. It's very mouth-filling, but also supple, potent kind of character. And it has a long coffee flavored finish. It is $40, roughly $40 in private wine stores.
This is Dana Van Mulligan, the Wine Diva, winediva.ca. You can follow along on her website. It's all there, the wine lists. We talked about gift bottles. We talked about the sparkling wines. We've talked about the top 100 under $20. This is the top 50 over 20, 91 points or better, all tasted and approved by the wine diva Dana Van Mulligan. Gold Hill Syrah. Now, Gold Hill, of course, can be cursed because they have a lot of acreage and they make a lot of juice. And sometimes that leads to just not really challenging themselves. You just fill the quota and sell those wines. But when they ask Valeria Tate to come along and be the winemaker, then you know that they're getting serious about what they actually have. This Syrah is not to be missed.
Yeah, and it's blended with 3% Viognier, which is very typical, you know, for instance, in the Northern Rhone, to be Viognier, small amounts of Viognier blended in, generally field blend. It was aged in for 18 months, so it's got a little bit of, it definitely has a little bit of maturity on it, but it's got beautiful plum and raspberry, a little bit of that smoked meat that you kind of expect, that savory undertone, as well as some white pepper. Really beautiful bones on this wine and good freshness and precision. Elegant, just a wonderful BC Syrah, and it's $42.99.
I know we're concentrating on BC because it's on the list, but I did jump over a French wine there from Gaillac.
Yeah, this is, it's called Loin de l'Ol, and it's Domaine Gérard. So it is I love super unique whites that have a lot of texture to them, and this one is one of those. It's $34.99. It's, I believe, you can get it in BC liquor stores, and it's just bursting with golden apples and honey and chamomile tea. It's silky and juicy, and it's got hazelnut and honey, really concentrated, and yet with a very precise kind of refreshing finish. Definitely look for that one.
Dana Van Mulligan, the Wine Diva, New Year's Eve. Have you chosen an outfit? Are you staying home? Are you going out? What's the plan?
Oh, no, I stay in. It's us and the dogs. We celebrate together.
And then you have to decide, well, if you're going to pour something, you have a lot of choices. Do you hold bottles specifically for New Year's Eve?
Generally, we'll kind of open the cellar and pull out something we've had in there for that it is time to drink.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's good. That's good. It's not so much that you're consuming and indulging, you're doing a stock.
Yes, stock management.
That's right, stock management. We'll be right back with the rest of this list, the top 50, 91 points or better. She's Dana Van Mulligan, the Wine Diva. I'm Terry David Mulligan. Happy New Year. This segment of Tasting Room Radio is brought to you by Mooncursor Wines in Osoyoos. Their tasting room is closed for the season and will reopen in late April 2023. As far as the winter hours are concerned, it's sales only. Please call the winery. And just a heads up, they will be closed December 22nd to January 2nd. Just one last thought. Wasn't this the year you were going to join the wine club at Mooncursor? You can find all the details about the winter hours at mooncursor.com. This segment of Tasting Room Radio is brought to you by Hillside Winery on the Naramata Bench. Here's some important information. The tasting room and wine shop are closed for the season. Wine sales are available Monday to Friday, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. The Bistro is closed for the season and reopening spring of 2023. All the details can be found at hillsidewinery.ca. Tasting Room Radio, Terry David Mulligan, Dana Van Mulligan, the Wine Diva, winediva.ca. If you go there, you can follow along the wine list that we're actually talking about, which is the final one of the year for New Year's Eve, the top 50 of 2022. 91 points or better. I asked you about wines that you might consume this evening at New Year's Eve. Do you have the same meal every New Year's, or do you change it around?
It's kind of the one time a year we have a really cheesy, decadent cheese fondue. so that's that. We pretty much keep to that tradition.
I don't have a fondue pot. We do lobster. We go and find lobster.
Nice.
All right, we're back to this list here. Clos du Soleil. I love Clos du Soleil. Their signature, love the signature. It's still at $60.
Correct, yep, $60. And this is a blend. This vintage, the 2019 we're talking about currently, is Cabernet Sauvignon, Merlot, Cab Franc, Malbec, and just a splash of Petit Verdot. aged for 16 months. It's got a sweet, rich nose, raspberry, kirsch, some mocha, pipe tobacco. The palate is potent. It's supple, concentrated, and oodles of purple fruit. Just expressive wine. It's and one of certainly their top wines, if not the best.
I see your Cantina Tullo, and then in block letters, Mo. Is that part of the label, or is it Mo Reserva?
Mo is, I think, just means Montepulciano.
Okay, fine.
M-O, yeah. So it's a Mo Reserva 2016 from Cantina Tullo. It is made from Montepulciano d'Abruzzo, which is the grape variety. And it is, they're also a cooperative, so they work with growers from around the region.
Sure.
And this particular wine, it's, besides having some age on it as a 2016, it's still very youthful and delicious. It's cherries and lilacs, sweet spice and chocolate. It's a very pretty wine, and it's $25.
$25. So to me, it's $25, friends, from Italy. Dana, please say the name again.
Cantina Tullo, Mo, M-O, Reserva. It's a Montepulciano d'Abruzzo.
$24.99, my friends, right there. Red Horses, just showing themselves to me anyway, a Vineyard Estate Reserve, a cab, Okanagan Valley.
Yeah, and this is, so Red Horses is one of the newest BC wineries, certainly. It's three generations of the Fortin family that, you know, they bought the land in 2008 near Oliver. And several years later, their son and daughter-in-law purchased the adjoining property. And then their sons decided to join in as well, and they built the winery and the wine shop. So wines, including this Cabernet Sauvignon, which was aged in French oak for 25 months. And it is quite expressive. It's got this raspberry tobacco kind of aroma, star anise, clove, really good freshness and balance. And I don't know who's making their wine, but this is showing extremely well. $37.
Tasting Room Radio, Terry David Mulligan, Dana Van Mulligan, the Wine Diva, winediva.ca. If you go there, you can follow along the wine list that we're actually talking about, which is the final one of the year for New Year's Eve, the top 50 of 2022, 91 points or better. There's a Rapasso there from Valpolicella, Veneto.
Mm-hmm. Tomasi. Tomasi is one of the very well-known families in Veneto, as well as they do make wine in Chianti Classico. Last time I was in Montalcino, I sat down with Tomasi for dinner, and I've also sat down with him in the Veneto as well. But it's a family winery, and this is a Rapasso, means it's made partially with dried grapes. And as you would expect, you get this dried cherry, kind of prune, coffee, baking spice, a little leather. And it's, but it's beautifully balanced, and it's wonderful to drink. It's $32.99.
Is it possible to explain quickly the experience of sitting with a famous Italian winemaker, winemaking family, in their, you know, their winery, with a chef making the dinner, and with whatever you want to drink?
You know what? The people who make wine are the most down to earth, for the most part, and humble people. You know, they are generous with their time and their wine and their food, and it's, they love seeing people from around the world visiting. They are far more humble, for the most part, than people who write about wine or sell wine, to be honest. It's very true.
Nicely done. Nicely done. Took the words right out of my mouth. Lunessence Winery and Vineyard Estate Riesling from the Okanagan Valley. Lunessence.
Yeah, $24 a bottle. It's just a an elegant wine, outstanding Riesling, this very kind of fresh mountain kind of aromas to it with lime and green apples. It's juicy and racy, slick and powerful and snappy, all those adjectives you can throw at it. A lovely wine, once again for Lunessence.
I would be surprised if there weren't something on this end of top 50, 91 points or better from Rioja, Spain.
Mm-hmm. So the Cune, which is kind of a, it's funny because the name is C-V-N-E, which is Campania Vinicola del Norte de España, a.k.a. C-V-N-E, But when they started to write it, it looked like it was C-U-N-E, so they now call it Kune.
Okay.
So you can't really get an explanation from anybody from that. But it's predominantly Tempranillo with a little Graciano and Mazuela, and it was aged for 24 months. And it's got some maturity, so it's got some kind of some strawberry jam and some dried roses, molasses kind of character. But the palate is silky and fresh and just a lovely wine for $50.
Let's go to South Africa and South Australia, starting with Nederberg, then Gemtree, then Yolumba.
Yeah, so this wine, the Anchorman, it's the old vine Chenin Blanc from Nederberg. And this was the first time I tasted this particular wine. It's planted from, or it's taken from grapes planted in Swartland and Paarl. And it's got honey and grilled lemon, a little bit of pine and fennel, nice depth and potency, that nice slick texture to it, and a pineapple finish. It's $25. So Gemtree, Dragon's Blood Shiraz from McLaren Vale in South Australia. I visited with this family winery when I was last there, and they grow organic and biodynamically. And this Shiraz is just opulent. It is black raspberry, mocha, licorice, generous palate, like almost like a Turkish coffee on the finish, and it is $30 a bottle.
Okay. And that last one, Yolumba.
Yeah, Yolumba, we've talked about their Y series in our previous segment, and this is the Virgilius Viognier, which is their higher tier version. This is 2018.
No kidding.
And as you know, Yolumba is one of the oldest family-owned winery in Australia. So there's a lot of history there, and they were the ones that brought Viognier back to life when it was almost gone from the Rhone Valley. It kind of reminds me of an aged Semillon. It's got really high voltage lime and lemon with undertones of kind of brown butter and chamomile and charred oranges. But I love this wine, and it is $70 a bottle, but well worth it.
Okay, let's quickly, with the time we have on this segment, do the last four on this list. It's Fort Barron's Vina Chocolat, who we've talked about a bit, Vina Cobos, and Catena. So, starting with Fort Barron's.
Okay, so Fort Barron's Pinot Noir. This is the Fort Barron's winery in Lillooet in the Fraser Canyon. This is $35 a bottle in private wine stores. This is it's all made from estate fruit. It's kind of a light ruby Pinot Noir, more red fruit, a little tobacco, and savory spices, a little rooibos tea on this. Good version of Pinot Noir at $32.99. Followed by the Vigna Chocolat, the Grand Reserva Origin. This is a Carmenere from Maipo Valley. Once again, you know, Carmenere is the red wine variety from Chile. And this one's grown on near the coast. So it's got a lovely freshness to it. It's got some smoked paprika, grilled red bell peppers, a little dried cherry in it. And it's got lovely concentration, $26 a bottle.
Great winery, Vina Cobos.
Yeah, Vina Cobos, the Bramare is the is in Luján de Cuyo in Mendoza. And it's got classic wild berry, spicy chocolate, mocha kind of flavors, a little bit of licorice on the finish, nice complexity here at $45.
Is that all Malbec?
That is all Malbec, yes.
Wow. Catena, High Mountain Vines.
Catena, they are the ones who, they're in so many ways the pioneers of Malbec in Mendoza, so you really always have to mention them. A well-known bottle, you've seen it around, it's $25 in BC liquor stores. It's consistent. It's got some very kind of toasty espresso, black fruit, a complex wine with a lot of depth to it.
All right. We're almost there, Dana, almost at the end of the road. It's New Year's Eve. These are the top wines of 2022, 91 points or better at all price points, but they have been highly recommended and tasted and approved by the Wine Diva, Dana Van Mulligan. You can follow along to your heart's content at winediva.ca. Just click on wines, and then when the menu drops down, hit wine lists. You can print them up. Have them for reference. It's really good. The last segment of the year is next with the last eight wines from this list. And then perhaps we can ask the question about wine of the year and other things and what in her what she's wearing for dinner, New Year's Eve. This is Tasting Room Radio. We wish you a happy new year. This segment of Tasting Room Radio is brought to you by Hillside Winery on the Naramata Bench. Here's some important information. The Tasting Room and Wine Shop are closed for the season. Wine sales are available Monday to Friday, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. The Bistro is closed for the season and reopening spring of 2023. All the details can be found at hillsidewinery.ca. This segment of Tasting Room Radio is brought to you by Unsworth Vineyards in the Cowichan Valley. Think Unsworth Restaurant for a relaxed farm-to-table experience complete with three-course holiday menu and, of course, handcrafted wines. And just a heads up, bookings are filling up quickly, but they still have some lunch and dinner dates available. To see the holiday menu, go to unsworthvineyards.com. This is the very final segment for 2022 of Tasting Room Radio. Congratulations, Dana, for getting us to this point. This has been a heroic journey for all of your lists and the book. We come to the last eight bottles. Are you ready to go?
I'm ready to go.
If go to winediva.ca, my friends, if you want to follow along. Again, we're going to go to Mendoza, a Malbec from El Enemigo.
The El Enemigo is a wine that's made by, in part, Adriana Catena, who is the youngest daughter of Nicholas Catena of Catena Zapata, as you know, the Catena wines. Sure. Her older sister also makes wine, Laura Catena. So this is a family, obviously, it's a family career choice. Everybody's making wine. Actually, the name of it, El Enemigo, comes from a work of Dante. I couldn't find a reference to it, but that's what they tell me. It's got some blueberry and black raspberry, vanilla, spice, very plush wine with supple and generous fruit. And it's a just simply delicious wine, and it's $50.
It's good to know also that the family name will continue as well.
Right.
Brewing Owl Estate Winery, their Cab Franc. How glorious is that for $36?
Yeah, this to me is the wine that scores the highest of the Brewing Owl wines, for me anyway. And it's just got, it's got 15 months of age on it, but it's got nice wild red berries and cedar, a little bit of sage and thyme and pepper on it. It's got a little bit of tobacco and green cedar kind of flavors, but very fresh wine for $36.
Rust Wine Co. We're going to come back to Rust Wine Co. Their Syrah Lazy River Vineyard, because it's such a cool release. Just give us a bit of that story.
Yeah, so Rust is doing they're doing great things all around, but they're doing four Syrahs from four single vineyards, all made and aged exactly the same way, and they've color-coded the label to the wax top on it. And so I did all four side by side, and the one that I loved the most, which was to me the most harmonious, is the Lazy River Vineyard, which is from the Similkameen. It's the baby blue capsule and label on it, and to me it's the most harmonious. It's got great sweet fruit, but a lot of powerful undertones, black raspberry, just very satisfying wine, and a little bit of a Christmas cake kind of character to it as well. And it's $44.
I've tasted these wines and the package and admired the packaging on them, the multicolored wax tops. Congratulations to Kane Morgan, Rust Co. winemaker Ryan DeWitt, and the chief winemaker of Mount Bushry and Rust Wine Co., Jeff Hundredmark. Domaine Zin Umbrek. Dana, tell me about the Riesling from Alsace.
Yeah, so this is Domaine Zin Umbrek, which is in this particular Riesling, is the Klohauserer Riesling from Domaine Zin Umbrek from Alsace. And this is the 2017 vintage that we're talking about here. You know, Zin Umbrek is a jewel in Alsace's crown. We know this, and it's run and owned by winemaker Olivier Umbrek, who is, of course, a consultant on our own Phantom Creek Vineyards for the white wine program. Yeah, and he's part of our Okanagan family now, for him to come here and make wine. And this wine is just outstanding. It's got earthy kind of beeswax, preserved lemons, wild honey, peach, and bread dough. It's got an endless finish of lemon custard. Outstanding wine. It's $100 a bottle, so that's pricey, but it's there. It is exactly that.
It is the only one I can see on that list that's $100.
Yes, correct.
You know it's a great wine. You know that. It's a Riesling, for Pete's sake. Some people guzzle Riesling. Oh, my goodness. All right. Well done. Okay, the last four. Stag's Hollow, limited edition, number 5, Cachet, Okanagan Valley.
Yeah, this is 2018 vintage, and this is a blend of Syrah, Merlot, Cabernet Franc, and 5% of each of Cabernet Sauvignon and Viognier.
Wow.
And it's all from the Stag's Hollow Estate Vineyard in Okanagan Falls, as well as the Amalia Vineyard in Osoyoos. So it was aged 18 months in French oak, but it's a very complete wine. It's complex. It's got warm fruit cake and black raspberry jam, licorice and rose, a little bit of carob. It's just underscored on the palate as well by this generosity of fruit. And I would definitely decant this wine, but it is an outstanding cellar edition, let's say, at $85.
I don't think I've ever heard anyone describe warm fruit cake in their descriptor. I'm going to hold on to that one. That's a good one. You are such a warm fruitcake. Meyer Family Vineyards, Pinot Noir. Now, they have multiple Pinot Noirs. This is your favorite?
Yeah, this is the McLean Creek Road Vineyard, so their own vineyard. And it was aged 11 months in oak. This is classic Pinot. It's totally charming. It's got a little bit of beet kind of aromas, rhubarb, red cherry, cranberry, super silky, high toned fruit on it, elegant, and it is $36.
And it's glorious. Lakeside Cellars Cab Franc, like this one.
Yeah, $30 a bottle for this. It is, once again, it's from the shores of Lake Osoyoos, is where Lakeside Cellars is. This is now, you probably have to find this at some private wine stores if you can find it. Excellent bottle. Silky chocolate, black currants, some kind of toasted spice and cigar on the finish. Just a really serious wine, but with lovely balance as well.
And we come to the final wine of the year on this list anyway. Pantage, the GSM Skaha Lake Grenache Syrah Mourvèdre.
Yeah, so GSM kind of, Australia kind of ran with the GSM, even though GSM, Grenache, Syrah, and Mourvèdre have been made in the Rhone Valley for millennia. But the new GSM title is a nod to that Southern France kind of blend. And it's black cherry, blackberry, some chocolate, and dried roses. It's harmonious, silky texture, and it is a winner. And $30 or $30.5, let's say.
Way to go. Well done. You did it. It's like a half marathon, or maybe a full. It's certainly not a 10K. That's for damn sure. She has a heroic effort. Dana Van Mulligan, the Wine Diva, has done gift bottles, sparkling wines, the top 100 under 20 for 2022, and the top 50, 91 points or better, just now on Tasting Room Radio. Fantastic. All right, can I pin you down? And because I said I would do this. Uh-huh. Is your wine of the year on this list?
Well, I would say if I would choose a white and a red, but my top wine would certainly be the Domaine Zinderbrucht Riesling from Alsace, 2017 vintage. And if I had a top red as well, I would definitely say the Yalumba Tricentenary.
Wow.
Grenache from Barossa Valley is outstanding, and it's just got so much history as well. Just like the Zinderbrucht, they both have so much history.
And what first bubble will you reach for tonight?
I think probably I think we've got the Equinox from Township 7, the Seven Stars Equinox. I think their bubble, they're ultra premium, they're serious, their Equinox or their Polaris would be my bubble choices from BC at this moment.
Okay, two questions. One, tell the audience, please, about the book that you wrote over these last 2 years.
Yeah, so I have two dogs. They're Charlotte Squintleys. They're a rare primitive breed, the only dogs indigenous to North America. They've never been selectively bred, so they're pure evolution. So they've got a lot of special characters, but my boy, my elder, was a rescue, under-socialized and had extreme debilitating fears to the point where we had to actually carry him out the door to pee. And I had trainers tell me there's nothing they could do for me anymore. So I had to rehabilitate him myself and retrain him myself. And over the course of 2 years, I did that. And basically the book called Jace's Journey is his story, our story of his rehabilitation. And I know there's a lot of people out there with dogs who are struggling with the same fear or fear reactivity. So the book is available through Amazon, amazon.com, and through 40,000 booksellers around the world.
Well done. Well done. And thanks. And finally, in an overall, because this is far too big to be the last question, but how was the year in terms of wine? Let's just keep it in terms of British Columbia. How did you feel 2022 was in terms of wine?
I think pretty good. Like 2021 and 2022, there was, I think, because there wasn't a lot of events going on and things like that, I was seeing a lot more samples coming in because we weren't meeting in person so much, probably a little bit more in 2020 and 2021. But across the board, I mean, we're seeing new people popping up. We're seeing people who have been in the industry a long time just getting better and better. I'm happy with it. I haven't been up there for a while, so definitely need to do a trip up to the Okanagan.
Yeah, you got to get there. Got to kick some stones around. And finally, just any thoughts on the Vancouver Wine Festival coming back to almost normal? Have you seen the lineup?
I'm looking at it right now, and it's certainly dominated by Argentina and the United States, and then Canada, with, you know, a good amount from Italy as well, which is nice to see. France a little bit, you know, it's getting bigger again. It's getting back probably to what it used to be. I don't know that it will ever be what it used to be, though.
That's true.
Are you going to be there?
I'm going to try to be there. I am. Yes.
Try to do the show?
No, I'd love to do the show from there. I really would. I'd love to go back and do it all over again and try to be that normal if I can. I want to thank you for this. Listen, thank you for Christmas and New Year's and everything you've done. And I wish you nothing but the best for 2023. You and the fam, the dogs, everybody, okay?
You too. And yes, Merry Christmas and Happy New Year.
Thank you.
And thanks for this.
Thank you too. Wine Diva, Dana Van Mulligan, winediva.ca, winescores.ca. My thanks to some very special people. John DeVries in Euclid, Corey Wood in Saniston, Meg Mulligan right upstairs, Dano and Damien and crew on Salt Spring, and all the wineries and winemakers and owners and principals that let me ask endless questions. And a happy new year to all of my wine-making friends in the Cowichan Valley. And a special thank you to our segment sponsors for 2022. The Hatch, Jason Parks Customs, Hillside on the Naramata Bench, Moon Cursor in Osoyoos, and Unsworth in the Cowichan Valley. Plus, those wonderful people known as Harbor Air. Everyone, be safe tonight, today, tomorrow, the rest of this year, and on into 2023. Merry Christmas. Happy New Year from both of us. I'm Terry David Mulligan. For 2022, this has been Tasting Room Radio. This segment of Tasting Room Radio is brought to you by Unsworth Vineyards in the Cowichan Valley. Think Unsworth Restaurant for a relaxed farm-to-table experience, complete with three-course holiday menu, and of course, handcrafted wines. And just a heads up, bookings are filling up quickly, but they still have some lunch and dinner dates available. To see the holiday menu, go to unsworthvineyards.com. This edition of Tasting Room Radio is presented by Harbor Air, a quintessential West Coast experience. Safe, fast, and fun connections throughout coastal BC. You can find them at harborair.com.